If you're a man in Australia, you'd be fully aware of the anti-male rhetoric currently occurring in the Australian government and the media regarding violence against women. One would think there are only male criminals in Australia, which is obviously and rationally not true. Obviously, the vast majority of men are not criminals, so to make us all feel guilty over this is insulting. For example, MPs Amanda Rishworth, Minister for Social Services, and Justine Elliott, Assistant Minister for the Prevention of Family Violence, just yesterday released a statement titled, "Investing to Help Keep Women and Children Safe." They promised to lead the development of national evidence-based standards for men's behaviour change programs. They will find services designed to break the intergenerational transmission of violence and programs that work with men, including men's behaviour change, and will develop evidence-based standards for men's behaviour change. As I said, rationally, we all know that it's not just men committing crimes, but for some reason, only the behaviour of men needs to be changed. This is bordering on dystopian. I'm sure you've heard by now about the Premier of Victoria, Jacinta Allen's new Parliamentary Secretary for Men's Behaviour Change, dystopian and Orwellian. But I'm not here for that. Specifically, I'm here to talk about filicide, the killing of one's own child, an absolute abhorrent crime. I would classify it as one of the worst crimes imaginable, as you are killing a person who you are supposed to be protecting, one that is completely dependent on you. Unsurprisingly, the media are blaming men. In this ABC article a couple of months ago, filicide overwhelmingly linked to male perpetrators who deeply believe their actions are justified. In the article, they state that 68% of offenders are men. I've previously stated this statistic myself, expecting the data to be accurate. But thank you to a viewer for pointing this out. This data is probably very much cherry-picked. If you click on Get the Data, it literally just shows the two numbers. According to their citation, the data is from 2010 to 2018. Anyway, I decided to go hunt down the numbers myself. If you go to the original source, the Australian Government's Institute of Criminology, who collects data on homicides and so on, search for filicide. Their latest report is from 2019, titled Filicide Offenders. Again, thank you to a viewer for pointing this out. You can download the PDF. In the document, it clearly states in Table 1, filicide offenders by gender at the national level, 52% of offenders were male and 48% were female. To be fair, this data is from the years 2000 to 2012, so it's a little bit old. But one thing that is clear is that these figures are a lot different from the ABC article blaming male perpetrators at 68%. Interestingly, the publishers of these figures make it look like the latest data by having 2024 in brackets, which is when they released their findings, but their findings are based on 2010 to 2018 data. It's all very mischievous, if you ask me. So in the name of honesty and openness, let's try to hunt down the most recent figures. This is the Institute of Criminology's National Homicide Monitoring Program. This is where all the data that is being published is coming from anyway. I've linked to this below so you can double check all my figures if you want to. But obviously, I've got no interest in making any of this up. I just want to know and to show you the truth, which seems to be in short supply in recent years. Anyway, scrolling down, you can see all the published reports on homicide for the last 30 years or whatever. For example, clicking on the latest one, you can see they provide the homicide incident data since 1989. I'll download that and show you. Table A8 is the one we're interested in. For this presentation, we're only interested in filicide, so I'll hide the other columns. Also, because the media are only showing data up until 2018, we'll only look at the data from 2018 onwards. Okay, so in the last 5 years of data, there were 61 cases of reported filicide. They don't show us the gender breakdown in this file, but we can get that from each individual report. I'll just add a couple of headings first, male offenders and female offenders. So back on the Homicide 2023 report, we can download the PDF. The table we're interested in is Table 29, Primary Offenders by Homicide, Classification and Sex. We can see for filicide that 3 males and 8 females murdered their children in that period. Let's add that to our spreadsheet. Yep, 3 and 8 adds up to 11. Now we have to go to the 2022 PDF, specifically Table 24. For filicide, there were 5 male perpetrators and 7 female ones. Let's add that to the spreadsheet. This recent data isn't looking too good for the females, is it? To be clear, I'm not here to pick on women, but what the government and the media are doing to men by demonising them is simply unjust. 2021 data, Table 15, filicide, 5 males, 7 females, again. Let's add that to the spreadsheet. 2020 homicide data, Table A34. They've done this a bit differently in this period. This is victim relationship with primary offender by victim and offender sex. We can see that the victim is the perpetrator's child, and that male offenders were responsible for 10 of those deaths, while females were responsible for 6. Okay, let's add that. And last one, 2018 to 2019 data, again, Table A34. For child victims, 7 were killed by their fathers, while 7 were killed by their mothers. A nice even split to end with. Obviously, 7 plus 7 doesn't equal 10, so I'm not sure what's going on with that. But let's run with it. So in the last 5 years of data, 30 children were killed by their fathers, and 35 killed by their mothers. In percentage terms, that's 46% to approximately 54%. That wasn't hard, was it? One would think that using the latest data would be more relevant to society than using older data, don't you think? Then why didn't they include it in their 2024 research paper? I think I know why. Because then they couldn't say, filicide overwhelmingly linked to male perpetrators. It's quite disgusting what they're doing, I think. They're not quite lying, but it is deceitful. In other news on the ABC from just a couple of weeks ago, Queensland mother found to have deliberately killed herself and 4 children in highway crash. Why don't they use the word filicide in that heading? At least The Guardian had a more accurate heading. Coroner rules crash that killed Queensland mum and her 4 children was suicide and filicide. Not to mention the mother charged with murder of 10-year-old daughter on the Gold Coast last month. Look, as I said, I'm not here to demonise females, but instead of the government and the media demonising males, why can't they just say, killing your children is wrong no matter who you are? Wouldn't that be a fairer and less divisive way to put it? Perhaps the government don't care about fairness and would rather divide us.